Killy, Clohara and Cole Island once again take two this weekend. You were on the money last week, you got a draw.
Do me a favour, Tom. Tom, it was you talked about it last week, Tom, about how close a lot of these games are, and like, you know, it came up to the match again that these boys were, there's so much at stake, and as I kept saying last week about the what's at stake and the intensity of the game, and it ended up that, you know, there's nothing in it. And thankfully, Tom, I'll be honest with you, the draw was a very fair result. Nobody really done enough to win the match, in fairness. It was a game that a draw was a perfect result.
Who would have been happiest to get the draw?
Killick, I'll be honest with you, Tom. McNally, Mackers, had a chance at the end. And, like, you would have put your house on him, Tom, to put over the bar. He was on the right side of him. He's left-footed. It was perfect position for him on the left side. He was clean through. And I thought this was it. And he had the chance to put the game away and didn't do it. So I would say Carrick, Cole Island are possibly maybe ruined that chance. Killiclaw had a chance at the end too, but it wasn't as clear cut, you know. But, you know, throughout the whole game, Tom, in fairness, there was nobody really that could have said, well, look, we really deserve to win this match. Nobody really could say that, in fairness. It was nip and tuck the whole way through. There was touch and go. It was a great game, Tom. Full capacity. You know, it was a great...
An influence had the sending off of Gary Wallace to Killiclaw down to 14.
I suppose it's like any other time, Tom, it happens. It seems to spurt them on a bit, you know. It didn't affect them. You have to look at it, I suppose, from the two camps. Did Killiclaw do enough, you know, to cover it, or did Cole Island do enough to actually, you know, to make the things work? And they didn't. I felt that Killiclaw or Cole Island passed it for the spare man. They didn't use the spare man well enough. I don't know if they actually even maybe put anything into play on that situation. The spare man didn't work for him, Tom. It didn't work at all. So the send off didn't have a big bearing on the game, in fairness. Killiclaw dug deep and stuck in, and it didn't affect him in any way, in fairness. Like.
And I suppose the big question this week, which team do you feel has the most room for improvement?
Ireland lost fully toner and on Sunday with a bad knee injury. He definitely is a big loss to him, Tom, because as we talked about it last week, the scores are paramount. Like, getting scores at this level in a county final, Tom, 1, 2, 3 points wins you your game, as it showed last week. Killiclaw literally in the first minute lost one of the star midfielders, McFadden, done his knee, cruciate knee, and he's gone as well. So both them lads are gone. It's hard to tell, really. Like, They replaced Cole Island replaced Big McGahan. He came in for them. And Tommy, this guy is one of the best. He's one of the best midfielders I've seen. Like, I worked with Cole Island, and he's one of the best midfielders around. He's the kind of guy that he'll catch the ball with anybody. And he was thrown in, Tom, and he was a star man from when he came in. Caught a lot of great ball in the middle of the field and stuck over two amazing points for them. So quite possibly he's going to be drafted, and it's possible he could be drafted in place of Philly Jordan. But I still feel that it's the forwards that need to be replaced. You know, apart from McNally and Sunday, there was nobody really that potent up front for Cole Island. Like, Jeremy Thornton was fine on the freeze, but as far as play goes, they were very well marshalled. I think you have to give credit to the Killiclaw defence. They marshalled their forward end very well for them, you know. I've talked about young Cormac O'Hagan. I think young Cormac quite possibly could be drafted in there. Like, he's a guy that'll get you... He's a bit like a Bernard Brogan type footballer. He'll get you scores, Tom. You know, he could be 30 yards out with nothing happening, and next thing you throw the left foot on it and it's over the bar. So I'm not sure how their management might look at that. I still feel...
As we know, favourites normally win replays.
Yeah, well, Killiclaw were favourites for the match, Tom. So as I said before, Tiernan McCann and Mark Bradley, Tom, put in a display that was unreal on Sunday. Like, they really come up. Kieran McCann suffered from flu all week, and I'll tell you what, Tom, the display he put in on Sunday was amazing. If that was the case, like, he'd done a lot of, like, his ball carrying, his distribution, his attempts on scores and stuff, and he actually intercepted a ball the very dying minutes, Tom, that possibly, in my opinion, that these boys, the likes of Tiernan and young Bradley, need to come up to the mark again. Like, there's a big game required from these guys. If they don't come up with a big game, Tom, I can see Killiclaw having problems, to be honest with you.
So where's my fiver going this week?
I don't know. Look, I'll be honest with you, Tom. I look at Cole Island and I still think they've got class players that didn't perform on Sunday, and they still have a fairly strong bench. Like, they took off. So I still you know, I'm looking at it now. I called the draw last week. I think looking at it on Sunday, Tom, I felt that maybe possibly Coal Island have a wee bit of extra on it. Possibly made a learn more as well. I'm not sure if Kilkenny